I couldn't sleep. It wasn't the unbearable cold. It was something else. I rose from my spot on the ground, grabbed my weapons, and made my way into the blistering wind and ice of the unyielding Skrir. There I found Kendrick, glaring off to the east. "What is it?" I asked.
"Do you smell that?"
he replied. In this cold, catching a scent would be hard, but I gave it a go. "Yes. Wake the others, then follow me," I hollered, then tore eastward towards the undeniable scent of something, my eyes glowing purple as my wolf spirit came within. Just then, I dropped to the ground, and over me, several arrows flew by. A rage fills me. I draw my axe and begin to froth in anger. I continue to run as three arrows strike me. I am unfazed. And then I saw them. As I leaped to the air, my axe above my head. There were six of them, bluish-white-colored, orcish-looking. They must be the Fregan, the scouts, the fortress Frostrum had hired to watch the Skrir for those that might approach. My axe came down upon the first Fregan, ripping through his bow and striking his chest. I then began to flail about, not hitting anything, but letting him know that I was there. Suddenly, three bolts of orange-white light flashed over my shoulder, striking the second Fregan. It was Sim, the Kalashite monk, who suddenly appeared by my side. He turned and looked at me. "Didn't want to wait, eh?" Kendrick appeared, flailing his sword and axe about. But the Fregan were unfazed, drawing their bows back. The Fregan closest to Kendrick begins to throw his hand axe at him, to no avail. The second Fregan runs off. "He's going to alert our presence," I spoke. Meanwhile, the Fregan closest to Sim strikes him twice with his hand axe. And the one in front of me flails his hand axe at me, but I knock it down. The last two Fregan also run off. "Two more, they must be stopped," I bellow, then take a hit and riposte and strike him back, nearly killing the first Fregan. Meanwhile, somewhere behind us, in the blinding ice, snow, and wind, is the gnome Balwise. He chants some words, and magical armor appears on his shoulder, a bright orange.
"Oh dear, never get to them."
He runs but struggles to make his way through the snow. "I'm going after the other two. Get the other one," Sim nods. As I run by, I strike the final blow on the first Fregan, removing his head. The wolf within me, my eyes looking into the snow. Running full speed, I smell them, I sense them, I hear them. And before you know it, I am upon one, striking him down to his knees. I remove my large crossbow and launch a bolt into the second in the back. Meanwhile, Sim, quick as the wind, runs after the first Fregan to run off, and is quickly upon him. Bringing him to the ground, he restrains him. Kendrick appears and holds him there. I then quickly dispatch one of the two Fregans, and then continue the chase after the second. He makes his way through the snow, but I am too fast. Several more bolts to the back, and then I'm upon him with my axe. In the end, all are dispatched save one, the one that Kendrick holds for Sim. But is there any point to question him?